Hello everyone, my name is Garrett.
And my name is Maria.
And you're watching Let's Talk in English. Today is our Saturday review show. We're going to review all of our great lessons from the last week.
Yes, we are. Well, the first lesson that we had was a fun comic lesson. The title was Two Valentines.
All right, then we moved on to a story lesson. This one was called The Magic Paintbrush. It was very magical.
It was. And then we traveled to Milan in our travel lesson. The title was Welcome to Milan.
All right, we got to see a bit about this city, a city where some fun sports will be played this month. Friends, let's talk all about these lessons today. And now let's go watch them one more time.
Jack is getting ready for school. His mom slips a card into his bag.
I'm putting your lunch into your backpack, Jack.
Thanks, Mom.
Jack's mom drives him to school.
Have a good day. Pay attention in class.
Okay, bye, Mom.
Between classes, Jack is talking with his friend, Bill.
Hey, Jack. Are you giving a Valentine to anyone this year?
Maybe.
Jack and Bill's classmate, Abby, walks by. Jack really likes her.
Hi, Abby. This card is for you.
A Valentine? For me?
Abby reads the card.
I love you, my sweet little pumpkin. Mommy.
Abby and Bill laugh. Jack turns bright red.
Jack is mummy's little pumpkin.
Wait, that's the wrong card.
Jack gives another card to Abby. She reads it.
This card is for you.
You're very pretty and nice. You make me smile. That's so sweet. Can I keep both cards?
I guess.
The Magic Paintbrush. Don't be greedy. Use your talents to help others. Once upon a time, there was a poor boy named Ma Liang. He loved to draw. He didn't have paper or pencils, so he used sticks to draw in the dirt. He drew everything. Animals, people, houses, things.
Liang's drawings are wonderful,
said one man in the village.
He is very talented,
said a woman. One night, Liang had a dream. In it, an old man gave him a magic paintbrush.
Use this brush to help others,
the man said. When Liang woke up, a brush was in his hand. He was shocked, but happy.
Is it really a magic paintbrush?
He asked himself.
I'll give it a try.
Liang used the brush to paint a fish. To his surprise, the fish became real and flopped around on the floor.
The brush is magic,
Liang cried. Liang began to paint things. He painted a bowl of rice for a hungry neighbor. It became real. Liang painted a warm coat for a sick man. He painted a cow for a family so they would have milk to drink. He painted water for thirsty children. Soon everyone in the village knew about the magic paintbrush. They were very grateful to Ma Liang for making their lives better.
Thanks to Ma Liang, my children aren't hungry,
said one woman.
He painted warm clothes for me,
said an old man.
The winter cold doesn't bother me now.
One day, a rich man heard about the brush. He was greedy and wanted it for himself.
I must have that brush,
he said.
I'll use it to paint lots of gold.
So he sent his servants to take the brush from Liang.
Soon, I'll be the richest man in all the land,
the rich man said. Once he got the paintbrush, he began to paint. But nothing became real. He was very angry and sent for Ma Liang.
Why won't this paintbrush work for me?
Shouted the rich man.
Because you are greedy, said Liang. You just want things for yourself.
Then you paint gold for me,
said the rich man.
If you don't, I will throw you in jail.
Liang had an idea.
Fine,
he said.
I will paint gold for you.
He painted a mountain of gold far across the sea.
Paint me a ship,
cried the greedy man. So Liang did. The greedy man jumped on the ship.
Now paint a big wave to carry the ship to the gold,
he cried. Liang painted a big wave.
I'll soon have that gold,
cried the man as the ship began to move. But then Liang painted more huge waves. They pushed the ship far, far away. No one ever saw the rich man or the ship again. Liang went home and lived a happy life, using the magic paintbrush to help others.
Hi, Milo. What are you doing?
Looking at pictures of famous churches. Look at this one in Milan.
That's the Duomo. I went there a few years ago.
It looks amazing.
It is. Inside are some of the most beautiful stained glass windows in the world.
It has lots of statues, too.
More than 3,000. You can walk among them on the roof.
What else is Milan famous for?
Fashion, of course, and a wonderful painting.
Which one?
The Last Supper.
Leonardo da Vinci painted that, right?
Yes, he was such a talented artist.
I'd love to see that painting.
If you want to see it, you have to buy tickets months in advance.
Because everyone wants to see it?
That's right.
Welcome, Bella. Thanks for stopping in to chat with me again.
You're welcome. I'm leaving tonight for Milan.
To see the Winter Olympics?
Yes. I have tickets for some skating events.
Lucky you.
I just love Milan. It's one of my favorite cities.
Tell me why you like it so much.
It's a wonderful mix of old and new, and it's one of the fashion capitals of the world. It's fun to shop there.
If you can afford it.
I also really enjoy the coffee culture in Milan, and the delicious food.
So you eat a lot of pasta?
I do. I love pasta. But many traditional dishes of the city use rice rather than pasta.
That's interesting.
They serve a creamy rice dish that's one of my favorites.
Speaking of creamy, how's the gelato?
Delicious! People in Italy eat gelato all year round, not just in summer.
Milan just moved way up on my travel list.
All right, friends, now it's time for us to review some of those lessons. Let's do some fill-in-the-blank sentences with some words from our comic lesson.
Friends, be sure to guess with us. Guess what the correct word is. Well, here is the first sentence. A is a card you give to someone to show you like them.
It's not a birthday card. I'll go with Valentine.
Correct. Friends, did you get it right? Well, Garrett, can you read the next sentence for us?
All right. You can. A card into a backpack so it goes with the person to school.
Well, you can put a card into a backpack, but I remember that one of the words we learned was slip. You can slip a card into a backpack.
That is the right word. It was in our lesson. All right, let's do another.
A is used to carry books, lunch, and other school items.
A hand?
No, a backpack, friends. Did you guess the correct answer?
All right, backpack was in that lesson. Friends, let's go on to our story lesson. Let's answer a couple questions about it. What did Ma Liang use to help the people in the village?
I know, he used a magic paintbrush. Here's the next question. What did Liang paint to feed hungry neighbors?
Ooh, it was definitely some food. I think it was a bowl of rice.
That is correct. Garrett, can you give us the next question?
Okay, what did Liang paint for a sick man?
Well, the man was sick and cold. He painted a warm coat.
All right, let's do one more. What animal did Liang paint for a family so they could have milk?
Well, cows give milk, so the answer is a cow.
That is correct. All right, friends, now let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's describe some things you can find in Milan. This is a colorful kind of glass you can find in churches.
I know you are talking about stained glass windows.
Ooh, yes, you can find that there. Here's one more. This is a frozen dessert. It's often eaten in Italy or at Italian restaurants around the world.
That is gelato. It's a little like ice cream and very delicious.
Absolutely. Now, friends, let's go watch our features. Hello, everyone. I'm Gabe.
And I'm Mix It Up Mikey. I have a crazy name and I play a crazy game.
That's right. You mix up letters in a word and we need to guess the word.
Yeah, let's play. Today we're talking about Valentine's Day.
It's a special day.
It sure is. Many people give special dracks to their friends and family.
Dracks? D-R-A-C-S is not a word.
I know. I mixed up the letters. Can you guess the correct word?
On Valentine's Day, people give special cards.
Yes, that's right. The special cards are called Valentines. And I have one for you.
A Valentine for me?
Yes. It's in my cat bap.
In your what?
In my K-A-C-C-K-B-A-P.
The card is in your backpack.
Yeah, take a look. It's got a big Earth on it. E-A-R-T-H.
This is not an earth, it's a heart.
Right, but the same five letters that spell earth also spell heart.
Oh, so move the H and earth nerts into heart.
Nerts? N-U-R-T-S? Oh, the word earth turns into heart. Wow, you're so smart.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah, me too. I mix it up, Mikey. Hey, it's time to say Doob Guy. D-O-O-B-G-Y-E.
Right. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah, goodbye.
And thank you, Mix It Up, Mikey.
That was fun.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Gabe. Welcome to Gabe's Game. I hope you were listening carefully to today's story because I have some questions just for you. You'll do a great job, I'm sure. Are you ready? Good. Here's question number one. True or false? Ma Liang used a magic paintbrush to make pictures in the dirt. Ma Liang used a magic paintbrush to make pictures in the dirt. I hope you said false. He didn't use a paintbrush in the dirt. He used it to paint a bowl of rice for a hungry neighbor. How nice. Here's question number two. What did Ma Liang paint for a sick man? A. A warm coat. B. A pair of shoes. C. A fish. Or D. A doctor. Well, although I think a doctor is a pretty good idea, that's not correct. I hope you said A. A warm coat. That coat kept the man warm in the cold winter. Well, here's question number three. What happened when Ma Liang painted a fish? A. It became real. B. It stayed on the paper. C. It disappeared. D. It turned into a cat.
Meow.
Real? Paper? Disappear or cat? If you said A, it became real, you are right. The fish even flopped around on the floor. Now he has a pet fish. Well, that's all from me today. Thank you for playing Gabe's Game. See you next time.
Hi, friends. I'm Billy Builder. Boy, is it a hot day today. I wish I was near the water. Ready to build a sentence? Let's go. Okay. The ship, the greedy, jumped on man? What kind of a sentence is that? Let's build it better. Okay. Find someone doing something. How about man? Okay, let's see. What kind of man? The greedy man? Great, the greedy man. Uh-oh, what does the greedy man do? Does he jump? Yes, jumped on. So the greedy man jumped on what? What did he jump on? Ha ha, yes, I know you know. The ship. Hey, the greedy man jumped on the ship. Great! We built a great sentence. I hope he doesn't get into trouble. But being on a ship does sound nice. Ha ha. Okay, I need to go. There are many sentences to build today. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey, are you okay? You look like sad today.
Look like sad? What do you mean?
Your face. It looks like sad.
I feel a little sad, but I don't like being sad. I want to feel happy.
I wish you felt like happy.
Wish? I heard a grammar wish.
Grammar fairy? Are you here to make her feel like happy?
No, I'm here to improve your English. In English, we don't add like to sad or happy. You said you look like sad today. But you should say you look sad today.
Oh, you look sad today.
Correct. And I could say, I want to feel happy.
That's right.
Grammar Fairy, I wish my friend felt happy.
I don't do feeling wishes, just grammar wishes. Gotta go.
Hey, you're smiling now. Did the Grammar Fairy make you happy?
No, you did.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
How?
You cared about my feelings. You were kind to me, so now I feel happy.
Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Idiom. There are many fun and interesting idioms in the English language, but what do they mean, and how do you use them? Let me help you. Let's see who our caller is today.
Hey, Dr. Idiom. It's Jeremiah.
Welcome to the show, Jeremiah. What's your idiom today?
Today, I was hanging out with a girl, but she would not talk to me. My friend said, she's giving me the cold shoulder. What does the cold shoulder mean?
That is an interesting idiom. Let's look at the word cold. In English, when someone acts cold, it means they are being unfriendly. It can be a cold look, voice, or action. When you give someone the cold shoulder, it means you act like that person is not around. You don't smile. You don't talk to them. You don't look at them. That's what cold shoulder means, being unfriendly. Sometimes people do this when they are mad or upset at someone. You can use this idiom in a sentence like this. I tried to be friendly, but they are giving me the cold shoulder. Where does this idiom come from? It has an interesting story. A long time ago in Scotland, if a guest stayed too long or wasn't welcome, the host gave them a plate with a cold shoulder of meat instead of a warm meal. This was a quiet way of saying, please leave now. Today, when we give someone the cold shoulder, we mean they didn't want to talk or be friendly. The best way to warm things up is to ask what the problem is. Ask them what the problem is and how you can fix it.
Well, friends, thanks for learning with us this week. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Yes, we had a great time learning with you, and we hope that you will join us again.
Absolutely. We have more great lessons next week. Join us again on Monday. That's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.